Welcome back to another episode of American Dudeocracy here in the Honey Hut with the dudes. Dude Mayor Dave. What's up, buddy?
Hello and welcome. entrance music. Thank you.
I've done that for a minute.
It's been a great day. Yes.
Yeah, a little metro.
Thank you. Appreciate that every time. Anything but country. There we go. That's Kamikaze's entrance. Right there. We get some.
Yeehaw.
Need some James Bond music or something. Yeah. 100 mile an hour music.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. Oh,
now you're talking.
A little faster. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got a little faster than. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Maybe something. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Go on with something. A little intro music.
Yeah. How about you, Mr. Mic Drop Matt?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just enjoying the day, man. What a fantastic day. Been working in the yard, a little physical labor. Been moving rocks, got up, went for a run this morning, came back and moved wheelbarrow after wheelbarrow full of rocks, dirt, big rocks, little rocks, like the chain gang, man.
Yeah, obviously you survived the lunar eclipse today.
Snuck out.
Yes, somehow you hid and
didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
Was that today? Yeah.
Was it a lunar? It must have been a
solar, lunar, whatever. It's an eclipse.
And it starts at 8:30 tonight, right?
Yeah.
Won't be able to see the sun.
That's called nighttime.
We're going to land on the sun during the eclipse.
Okay. AOC. Here we go.
That's right. That's right. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse. I don't know what intro music that'd be. Hopefully that's not mine. But
you know, I have to tell you something. I saw you guys have to see this for yourself, but it was on there's a little video on Facebook that I noticed, which I don't cruise Facebook much. I really don't. I did today just for some eclipse fun, I suppose, but
just for eclipse of it,
yeah,
the total eclipse.
Anyway, the video was the video was showing this hot gal kind of dancing like a Mardi Gras type scene, and she's out there doing her stuff, and yeah, she's pretty hot.
Dave had his dark glasses on, so nobody could see his eyes.
Nobody can see my eyes, but it had to do with the eclipse, and the caption was something to the effect of not the eclipse that I was expecting. So anyway, it was this big mama moving right in front of the camera. I don't know if you saw this or not. It was
Chris McRickard sent me that video.
Oh,
just
that
today.
One's like it too. That one's like it too, but this one's even funnier. But anyway, and she had this ugly mean look on her face.
Yeah. Yep. Steps in like looking at you.
Total eclipse. Yeah, that's exactly the face right there. Just mean mugging.
Nothing.
Never mind.
I'm just checking the weather.
So I've got that burned in my memories what an eclipse is now.
That was not a good eclipse. I did not need to see that.
Busted by the old lady.
Oh, man. Dude, that's funny. That's funny. You know, if it wasn't for the memes and the goofy stuff, I would be all for just turning all of that garbage
absolutely
off. But dude, I'm pretty sure there was a period of time there that memes just made like save my life. Because it was just comic relief for everything, dude. And the internet is undefeated with memes.
Yes, it is.
That's what it was made for, I believe.
I agree. That's the fun thing. That's the way
positive.
It should be. You know, they had one with Biden standing there, and here comes Trump in front of him. That was another eclipse meme, too. It was really funny.
Huge.
Yeah.
It was huge.
American. So anyway, lots of fun.
That's the other ones where Trump's hitting golf balls and
Biden's
falling down.
Pelosi and Schumer and all those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Memes are undefeated, man. Yep. Good stuff.
They have more time than they could. I tell you, where do people come up with this stuff? It cracks me up. So I saw a picture just on energy real quick. It was a windmill and it had like the World War II propeller with the aces, you know, it's got like the Japanese, you know, flag times how many
they zeros.
This was like Raptors, like got all these with X's, like, yeah, this big mean looking wind turbine.
Yeah.
How many takes did you have? I killed 5 eagles and 22 Raptors.
That's right.
Just last week alone.
150,000 bats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Had to tell the difference between a VC eagle and a non-VC eagle. Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Yep.
Terribly funny, I guess. You can't, you know, you can cry laughing or you can just cry, I guess. Might as well cry laughing.
Might as well have some fun.
Yeah.
While you're, yeah.
Stir the pot, sling a little poo, you know.
Make fun of ourselves.
You have to. You can't laugh at yourself, man. You got something going on. We are pretty comical creatures. Like when you peel back the layers, if you can check your ego, it's pretty comical.
Yeah, absolutely. It is
pretty funny. Like stubbing your toe is the worst, funniest thing you ever do. Like I stubbed my toe pretty hard at work. It's been a few months ago, like stepping out. So the living quarters that I have, it's pretty small because you don't need a lot of room, right? You have a bed and then like there's a door and a shower and then the sink is kind of outside in the bedroom. So it's kind of tight quarters. But you step out of the bathroom and there's the bed and it's a metal frame bed and it's angle iron on the bottom.
Oh.
And I stepped out and I hit flat on that angle iron as I stepped down and it hit hard enough that I didn't think my toenail was going to be the recipient of it. I thought my toe was going to be sideways because it like popped, cracked, you know, like, and it initially didn't hurt. And I'm like, oh no. So I stood there for a minute.
Here it comes.
Just waiting for it to sit. And it set in. I'm like, ah. And then I had to go back out, stuff my boot on and go work all night. And as the night went on, it was harder and harder to get my boot on and off because my toe was swelling. Like, this is terrible, man. Like, awesome. And then about middle of the night, I took my sock off to look at it, and my whole toe was turning purple black. And it was that way for a couple weeks, dude. I was like, ouch. I don't know that that was a stub. That was more like a snap.
Ouch.
It wasn't like ding. But I had to laugh when it first hit. I'm like, ah, you dork, you know that's there. So then I went in, I got a towel and like duct taped a big towel around it, you know, like I'm gonna dummy proof this for myself because I'm a dummy.
Get some orange caution.
So duct tape does fix everything.
It sure does.
Be a man. Use duct tape. Fix everything. Airplanes, right? You can put 100 mile an hour tape on everything, buddy.
That's right.
Makes it more aerodynamic, I think. Shiny.
Absolutely.
It's more solar. You get more solar power when you put duct tape on things.
It's that's true.
Organic.
Yeah. It's or it's not
environmentally
it's vegan.
Friendly.
It is because it's made from ducks.
It's gluten free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Obviously.
That's right.
Recycled ducks too. So
it's not really renewable because it only sticks real good once. I guess you put another layer on it. It's renewable, right? Yeah. Just like real renewables. You just have to keep adding more to them to keep them renewable. Somehow or another, that makes sense.
Yeah. Pretty soon you have the role.
Makes total sense if you don't think about it. Well, fellas, where are we headed today? I know, man, there's a plethora of things. About the freedom to talk smack. Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. That's a good one. I think that's important right now because I think we're losing it, right? Maybe not us as in Americans, but...
Oh, we have.
We certainly have, but...
Remember the COVID days? Way back in the COVID days.
Way back.
Last year.
Twitter.
15 days to flatten the curve.
Yeah, when we were children, we had to get through all that.
Dude, the censorship that's been happening, that happened in America was pretty crazy. I think it was outed enough that I believe it's mellowed out in America because Elon bought Twitter and started kind of kicking that ball. But what's going on with him in Brazil?
Yeah, so Brazil's scary. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I heard that this morning that there's kind of a big to-do with Elon speaking up about the elections, correct? I heard that this morning. It was kind of big on the news that he'd stepped into it. So
right. Well, what I read was there was a court down there that ruled that Twitter X could not have these certain people post on their social media, on his platform, on the X platform. So Elon first, I think, accepted it, but then rejected it and said, you know what? No, we're not going to censor these people, you know, free speech. So we're going to let them post. So now the court is coming back and they're going to try to fine Elon like $10,000 or $20,000 per person that posts that's not supposed to per day as a way to get back at him. But that's that's their government is trying to shut down these handful of people.
That was their Supreme Court.
That was their court.
That's right. And he was basically saying, I don't need your money. Freedom means more to me than your money. I think that's what it was.
Stuff it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I told him to stuff it. I'm doing this the right way.
Yep.
So kudos to Elon. I got to say, he's done a couple solids now. Just buying Twitter to begin with.
Outing some of the bots the files.
And that's starting to all come out now. And by the way, Public with Michael Schellenberger is a place you need to go to get some facts on this stuff. He does a great job. All the Twitter files were released to, he was one of three journalists that they were released to. So he's got a lot of good information. Public.com, I think, is his website.
Wow.
Good stuff. But scary, right?
Yeah.
Holy cow. And that's Brazil, right? It's not in America, but right? What's coming next, right? That's scary. It's going to impact at some level, right?
Yeah, you got to hand it to him. I mean, this is a very wealthy man and very ingenious, if you will. And I'm proud of him for standing up. Yeah, it's a principle instead of money.
It's the right thing to do. Yeah. And even if he loses it, you know, he might lose it and not even be able to have X as a social media platform in Brazil. But,
in Brazil.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You know, I think he made the business decision that's okay. It's not about the money. So good for him.
Yeah, the Supreme Court in Brazil wanted him to censor certain individuals, and they voted, and then he said no, and they were going to fine him $20,000 per day, and they were going to hold people legally responsible for disobeying the court order, and he's like, no, not going to do it. So now they're slinging it, saying that they don't want billionaires living abroad deciding how they can live over there. So yeah, it probably just come down to where they just ban, I guess, Twitter or whatever from even being there, which they could do that. But so I want to relate this a little bit to some of the stuff we dealt with in energy when we're talking about personal rights. So the way I view this is very similar to what we dealt with there. So we were dealing with, we're putting together a development in an area, and they wanted us to do air monitoring and water monitoring and all this stuff, which is fine. We agreed to do it. One, because it was cutting edge and it was going to answer a lot of questions, and it ended up absolutely verifying what we had been saying for the longest time, that very minimal impacts, if any, when done right. And I remember having discussions in the county hearings about some of the BMPs, the best management practices that we were putting together to control odors. Okay. Now, when we say odor, an odor is a nuisance. An odor is a fart. Actually, a fart could be unhealthy, I guess, if you Dutch oven somebody, covered wagon, maybe. But we were talking about that. I'm like, well, hang on. So if someone finds a smell that they don't like, so you don't want people to be able to exercise that right on their property. So if I'm barbecuing and I live next to a vegan and the vegan finds my barbecued meat offensive, I shouldn't be allowed to barbecue. It's not damaging their health. They just don't like it. And I remember drawing those parallels then, and people didn't really understand what we were getting at. And now I view this as that, where the government is trying to tell Elon how to run his business and how he has to do what they want him to do, when it's potentially, not potentially, it's absolutely against his right as a business owner and the freedom of speech here in America, but because the platform is over there. So that's how I view that, right? That's an attack on a personal right. And for those, whether you like Elon or you agree with the censorship over this certain thing or not, just understand that if you support that kind of stuff, eventually that will be you. The rights are there for a reason. Rights are rights. The government has no right to our rights. I don't know how much more plain we can be about this, but it seems like people are willing to give those away when it's someone else they don't like. Oh, the orange man is bad. Censor him. Well, what happens later on when they want to censor you? And you're like, this is, we're in America. Well, this is the same America.
Mm-hmm.
So careful, right?
It starts really small.
Yeah, it might start with your opponent.
Yes.
Oh, you let Team A cheat.
Yeah, you don't like something somebody's saying. My opinion is...
don't listen.
Yeah, you don't let it brush off you. It's not, we don't have to react to all that, but unfortunately, we're allowing our government to react and censor us, and we're letting them.
Yeah. You know, there was a World War II, a Nazi, the first prisoner that was under Hitler. Hitler actually had his own prisoner, and it was the guy who had the quote, the famous quote, first they came for the, I'm going to paraphrase this quote a little bit here. First they came for the gays or something. I didn't stand up. Then they came for the Jews. I didn't stand up. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to stand up, right? There's a couple more in there, but that's how they did it, right? They started slow. They first came off after the sick people. Then they came after this group of people, and then no one stood up and fought any of this stuff. And then they came for him. It's like there's no one left to stand now, so it's game over, right?
Checkmate.
Checkmate, yeah. So that's how it starts. It's a slow fade, right? Scary. They got to figure it out.
Start chopping that tree down, man. Yeah, I don't believe in censorship. You know, no matter how crazy it is, if it's... So there's a big difference in hate speech and freedom of speech. Now, arguably, what is hate speech, right? If you want to get online and you want to spew a bunch of hate and a bunch of nonsense, should you be able to?
Well, that's the definition of hate. What do they define hate as?
Right.
That's the whole crux of the issue, right?
There you go.
What is hate?
Exactly.
Now, if you're like infringing on someone's rights or making them feel bad, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to define, right? I think common sense should prevail here, because I think there's some common sense applicability where you could just, yeah, that guy's being a bully. He needs to be put down. This guy's just talking. He's not trying to offend anybody, right? Why are you trying to censor him? Yeah, I think they're using that they're putting their political spin on it and weaponizing it now. And that's where we lost the battle, right?
Well, anything comes with responsibility, whether it's freedom of speech, freedom to own and bear arms and so forth. We have to be responsible with what we have. Right. If you're using it irresponsibly and you're damaging others and so on and so forth, yeah, there's a potential you're going to lose that right. And that's why we have jails.
Well, it's real clear with guns and weapons,
yeah,
right? Because it's a real clear boundary for when you infringe on someone else's little bubble. If you get within their personal space, and if you hit them, if you touch them or shoot them, I mean, it's real simple to make that argument. Even just, you know, brandish a weapon and threaten them that way. But verbally, right? That's how would you define that? And so I get it's not an easy way to nail it down, right? You can't really draw a line and say, okay, here's the border, here's the boundary,
how do can't you do say that? This one word or whatever.
Some
but
people are in yeah. offense right now is so prevalent in America. Everyone's offended by something. It takes nothing. So if offense is the trigger of hate, if that's how you define hate, if what offends other people, that's a slippery slope.
Then
you will never win that. Everything is therefore could potentially be considered hate speech.
So call me crazy, but so your freedom ends where another person's rights begin, right? That would be the common sense approach. You're free, but you're not free to kill somebody. You're not free to take property that doesn't belong to you. You're not free to hurt somebody, maim them, to keep them from earning a living or feeding their family or raising their family. You're not free to keep people from practicing their form of religion. Online, correct me if I'm wrong, but every social media platform that I'm aware of has a block button. If you don't like what someone's saying, you can just block them. And then you don't have to make yourself susceptible to anything that person says. Mm-hmm. No one's forcing you to watch it. They're not in your home, in your face, because I would say that would be where freedom of speech is no longer freedom of speech. If I enter Dwayne's home and I'm going on and on and on and on and on, and he asks me to leave and I don't shut up and I keep going on, that becomes something else. Mm-hmm. Right?
Good.
Now, like if we're in a public forum and I'm running my stupid mouth and you don't want to listen, we're in a public forum. You can either participate or not, just like I can participate or not. Now, if I infringe upon your space or I break that barrier, become something else. Right? Is that enough common sense?
Go beyond your 5 minutes of that you're allowed to speech or 3 minutes or whatever for public comment, then you infringe on someone else's time. That's another easy boundary.
There you go.
But you should have your 3 minutes to talk about what you want to
whatever
talk about.
Whatever you want to say, right? I mean, as long as you're not threatening someone, threatening is different. That's not freedom of speech. Right. You're crossing mm-hmm. that line where your freedom, your rights begin and my freedom ends.
Right. You know, the Bible says nothing is new under the sun. Right. And I believe that nothing is new. Everything we've kind of seen this before. Yeah. Change it a little bit. Right. There's always been verbal abuse. That nothing is new there. The only thing that's new is it's more like written abuse because you type it or you speak it or video record it or whatever. So it's the media, how you capture it. Right. That has changed.
Display it maybe. Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah. I don't think we've really got our heads around that part of it yet, but nothing is new, right? So people still have the freedom to go out and talk and vent and do a video. If you want to record that and show it, whoever, that's fine.
You can always walk away.
Offensive language, calling someone a name or whatever. But then you get in the whole gender identity thing. And there's actually rules out there where you can, I think it's California, if you don't call someone by whatever name they want to be called by, they can throw you in jail. Yeah. If you don't call them a whatever they want to be called, like what? Huh?
Yeah, what? True.
Are you kidding me right mm-hmm. now? Is this really happening in America right now?
That's cool.
You get thrown in jail for calling someone a girl when they don't want to be called a girl. They want to be called an it or a cow.
A guy. Yeah.
I'm a fox. You got better call me a fox.
See, but I would just have too much fun with that. If I came across someone like that and they're like, you need to call me this, whatever it is, I'd be like, all right, well, cool. I'll call you that. And I would find the most offensive thing to them and say, well, I want to be identified as that. So you have to call me that. Fair, right?
Have you seen Friends? My wife loves Friends. And there was this episode where Phoebe changed her name to Banana Hammock or something. And her, her boyfriend, he's like, he did not like that name at all. But he was creative and ingenious with his response. He's like, okay, well, I want to change my name. That's a great idea. Go ahead. So he changed his name to Crap Bag. So a friend came in to introduce and told her name and he's like, aren't you gonna introduce me? She's like, go ahead, honey, introduce me.
Yeah.
This is my boyfriend crab bag.
See, that's what I would do.
Exactly that.
Yeah. Like,
exactly.
Oh, I'll play your game. One up.
Right. So my wife works for the D50, the school district right here. And it's a real thing. Like locally, I don't know how the, like if the jail thing applies yet, but there's big time repercussions. If a student or someone wants to be called something other than you think they are, a boy or a girl, if you don't call them that, then you can get in trouble for that. Like there's a legit process right here in America, right here on the West Slope of Colorado. It's not even in California. It's not limited there. It's also,
this is California.
Number two.
That's right.
Yeah.
Coming to a state near you.
That's right. No, that's interesting, man. That's an interesting concept. I don't know where the line's drawn there because I don't know. Minors, there's an age of consent. There's an age of consent for everything in this world. At least in America, there's an age of consent. The age of consent is different for different things because as a society, we've agreed that you have to be of a certain age and of a certain mentality and maturity to partake in certain things. So I don't know where that would be with the whole minor thing would be weird if I'm talking to a little boy and I assume it's a little boy and the little boy tells me he wants to be referred to as a girl
or an animal or some. Yeah. It's weird. What
and that's happening.
Oh, I don't know where. Yeah. I don't know. Like an adult, if I to play, I guess to put my money where my mouth is, right? If you're an adult and that's your thing and you tell me, I'm probably just not going to talk to you because that's not what I want to do. But if you're in a classroom and you're teaching and you have no ability to escape that situation, I don't know how that works because where does their right trump your right? If calling them that or not that hurts their feelings and you calling them that hurts your feelings, whose feelings are really the winner?
Well, and it's a little more sinister. Yeah. I don't think it's the kids as much. It's the parents.
Right.
Right. So they get home from school and their mom or dad asks them, how did it go? Well, what did they call?
Their fine. Parental unit.
Well, were they really offended by that? Or did the parents offended by that? Because the parents are going to be the ones that are going to come after you. They're the ones going to file an grievance or whatever. I don't know. It's
civil lawsuit.
So weird right now.
So I see a way out potentially. It would be a long, messy way, but if I'm an educator and I'm teaching a class on biology and the biology book says this is what it is, then I go by the book.
Do they say that anymore?
And if it ends up in court, do I just take the book and say, this is what the book says? Like, is that the easiest out to that? Maybe. I mean, it's not going to be easy up front because there might be all kinds, just like the COVID vaccine nonsense. Like if you don't stand your ground, where does it end? And I would ask in those situations, if you're sacrificing your rights for your livelihood is not your livelihood. We have to stand somewhere. And with the gender thing, again, as an adult, if I walk up to somebody and say, hey, dude, don't call me dude. That's offensive. Call me ma'am. Okay. See you later, ma'am. But, yeah. But if I disengage and walk away and that person wants to re-engage me, then can't I plainly say I'm not participating in that? Leave me alone. Because I'm not going to do that. That gives them the opportunity to just leave me alone.
Right.
I don't know.
So the issue is with kids, sometimes that this whole change things happens throughout the school year.
Okay? Correct.
So you're used to calling someone, we'll just say Joe. You're used to calling Joe, because that's his name. Well, now he wants to be called
Mary.
You know, some other kangaroo. Are you supposed to remember that? it's a memory thing. It's not even I'm being disrespectful. I'm offended. It's not even that. It's, oh crap. Oh yeah. You're sorry. Kangaroo. Okay. I would forget to call kangaroo. I know a guy who changed his name and I keep going back to his original name. I can't remember I always think of him as Joe, you know, it's like, it's so hard to reprogram your brain. Like that's something that doesn't ever change. No one's name changes. Right. So I look at it more like, holy crap, you can get in a lot of trouble.
Well, if you lose your job. Yeah.
By forgetting to call someone kangaroo instead of Joe.
Well,
or vice versa. You call them Joe by accident when they want to identify as kangaroo.
Now, aren't my rights being tramped on because I'm just speaking what's in, you know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking out because that's what I see and that's what I know.
Yeah, but you were told, you were warned.
I was warned, I was offensive, but I mean, where does common sense ever lay in any of this?
I would hope that if in that situation,
yeah,
if it was just you forgot to do it. Now, if you said, okay, Joe, like did it in a way like, oh, you want me to call you that? I will, Joe. You know, if you did it, like, you know, or if you intentionally tried to aggravate him, you know, like maybe whatever, that could be offensive. But yeah, if you just forgot about it, man, that would be so hard. I know. So these are our educators, you know, who are already underpaid, overworked. They got a lot of responsibility and we just keep throwing more stuff at them. It's kind of disheartening, you know, with what's going on in our.
That's where my mind was just taking me. Don't we have real things to do and worry about? sorry. Bigger things, more important. Important things. That's not an important thing. That's not even a big thing. That's ridiculous. And that's the social, that's an attempt to continue to demoralize society to where nothing matters. So in that regard, right? Okay. You want to be called kangaroo. Well, you know, it just so happens that kangaroo in my mind translates to Joe. So it's the same. So when I call you Joe, it's kangaroo.
Yeah.
I just created that. You're welcome.
Kangaroo Joe.
So when I say Joe, that's that means kangaroo.
That's my nickname for kangaroo.
Joe is the ancient form of kangaroo. So I'm actually, yeah, I'm doing you a solid by calling you Joe because that's the original form of kangaroo. No, it's not. Well, yeah, it is. You call me a liar? Oh.
I'm offended.
Yeah. Dude, it's so here we are, an educator who's supposed to be educating a classroom that's already overcrowded, that's already on a schedule and has nothing to do but absolutely follow the curriculum is now getting put behind because of this nonsense. I say that child by way of his parents is disrupting in class. Kick him out. Your personal feels don't take precedence over the education of the entire class. Get out.
You know what's crazy about that?
That's what I say.
See, my dad was a
left behind.
Yeah. My dad was an educator. My dad was an educator. He was a principal of a local high school here for years and years and years. He would have never lasted in this structure right now. Never in this system.
What do you do though? I mean, do you change careers? I mean, again, you're talking career educators that now are maybe up against this. What do you do? Are you going to really change careers? Something that you love, get out of it because of
put the mask on. Just 15 days to flatten the curve. We're just censoring them because he's mean. This is where we have to stand up. This is where parents like us need to show up at the meetings and say, knock your shit off. We support the teacher. And if you can't be part of this structure, find somewhere else that does that. This does not do that. Get out or come back when you're ready to participate. Like that's the society we need to bring back.
We need to bring that back for sure.
And the only way we bring that back is by supporting said teacher. No, we don't support that. Nope. This is the democracy. Remember? All in favor? Aye, 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 aye. You know what I'm saying? Like, Like that's, I think that's where the awareness comes in. So once we're aware that this nonsense is happening, we need to go in and say, this is not the use of the time that our tax dollars are for education. It's for education. Check that shit or get out of class.
Yeah. Leave it at the door and
check your shit.
Yep.
And so check into class.
Can I bring up, since we're talking about the education and whatnot, another situation?
Yeah. Man, let's run it, dude. I like this discussion.
This is kind of on the freedom and whatnot and a little bit different take on it. You know, Jesus in the classroom.
Right.
If you, and my kids have done this before, you know, we're a Christian family. Our kids have, you know, Toby Mac outfits from, you know, shirts and stuff from Conte. He's a Christian singer, songwriter.
A great Christian singer, songwriter.
He's great. So we have lots of different Christian, most of our shirts are of that sort, right? Christian, yeah. Have something, Jesus sweatshirts, you know, whatever. They cannot wear that. That's considered offensive. In fact, my son even took a hat to school, and I didn't know he borrowed my hat, but he couldn't wear it. It said, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yes. Yes.
I was like, oh, yeah. He told me after. I was like, oh, you. Oh, yeah.
But if he's got a Bud Light hat on, that's okay.
But now here's the antithesis of this whole thing. Devil worshiping stuff. Like if you have horns or devil stuff.
See,
that's not considered offensive.
This is where we have to just get together.
It's like, what?
So there's a,
what? How is a sweatshirt with Jesus on it not allowed? But you can wear the devil horns or whatever. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the symbols of these things are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. They are.
The symbols are big. This is all demonic, right?
Illuminati, Masonic.
That's big. They have symbols and their people are wearing these shirts with all these symbols on it. But that's okay. But man, you better not have anything to do with the cross or Jesus or any of that stuff because that's offensive. Right? Like what is going on? What's happening to our freedoms here? Right? Why?
So there was a group of parents that went into a school, I'm trying to find it, with all of their Jesus shirts on. They marched into the school. They held a class on Jesus. Mm. Just to prove that point. They're like, oh, this is welcome. So we're just going to do this. We're going to
this. Isn't it?
And they did it. And of course it was, oh, it made people uncomfortable, but that's what we need to bring back. So that's the kind of stuff we need, like as parents and as a community. Like my kids don't go to school with your kids, but I would come to that school with you. I would come to that school board with you and say, enough of that. Knock it off. Knock it off.
Yep.
And just call them out. Because one, the fact that my child isn't in the school, they can't play the petty game. You know what I'm saying? Because that is a real thing that's happening, right? If you go in and blast, well, you might have to find another school to go to. And that's an unfortunate reality. Now, is it worth it? Possibly, but that's not what it should be. So there's a way. We have to, we need to band together. That's one piece that we need to put together is banding together for things like that. And just
especially
support.
For kids.
Absolutely.
Kids are so... That's so critical to get them off on the right path and to have them afraid of Jesus and to have them offended by Jesus. I mean, the Bible says it, right? But he also says, come to me like a child. Mm-hmm. So children are, you know, it's a shameful for the parents to use them in this little pawn that they're using their kids in, I think.
It is.
Absolutely. You know, it's crazy about this. We always are talking about community. And yet it seems like, you know, the Christian community especially is very timid about these things. You know, and we need to be a little bit more on the offense because it's not like we have to protect God. We don't have to protect Jesus. You know, it's just that it is our right to be able to speak out where we want and not feel like our kids are being offensive because they're wearing something that they love.
Yeah.
And
normally we need on the weekends, we at need nights.
Community.
Yeah, exactly.
So long as my tax dollars that fund that school say one nation, say in God we trust. And so long as the Constitution that protects that school to be on American soil exists, I think we have every right and we're obligated, in my opinion, be like, nope, secure your shit or get out.
Yep. Well, if others have the right to wear their little horns and different things, what's wrong with us having our rights for that?
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're going to apply it to one, you need to make it apply to all of them. Right.
Absolutely.
Don't just see. And that's the thing. And this has always been, again, nothing new under the sun. Mm-hmm. This is nothing new. That's been the way of it.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a way. There's a will, there's a way. And I think that's just something we need to band together on and do a better job of communicating. You know, it doesn't have to be as abrasive as I'm making it out to be. Matter of fact, that's ill-advised, right? That's a bad way to approach it, because that just draws that line. You don't really get anywhere with that, but there's an absolute strategic way to take that on. And I think we should absolutely think about that.
Well, again, the antis, they're going that route. They're using that. Yeah. They're going to that level. They're correct. Fighting like that. I don't know if I would call it dirty, but they're using it's those dirty. Tactics to fight.
Yes, it is dirty.
Using children as pawns is pretty dirty.
Absolutely.
We need to push back. Maybe not go to that level, but show them love, right? Well, compassion. And
these are the same people that say you cannot, parents don't have the right to know if a kid is going into a school having an abortion or
sex change. Dave.
Yes, absolutely.
They could
sex
do
change.
That with sex change.
You don't have to notify your parent. There's something wrong with this. It's very, very, very wrong.
There's even a book. And this is a little bit different school. It's public, but it's not, it's more of a charter type of thing. But yeah, book on how to be secret, how to keep secrets from your parents. And that's what they're teaching the kids.
Our little
now.
Secret in school here. It sounds like a bunch of old perverts, in my opinion. Sorry.
Yep.
Not sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, call it what it is. The only reason that you would want children to be secretive is because you're manipulating them.
Absolutely.
They call that grooming.
That's right.
Do you think they're your kids? No, the parents are their parents.
Right.
They have control of the kids, not the teachers.
Yeah, those are our kids. Those are my kids.
They're taking these malleable kids and twisting them and just sending them off on the wrong path, man. Bible says, train your child so they will know where to go. And this is exactly, they're doing just the opposite of that, right? They're training them 180 degrees from where they need to be.
That's where parents need to step up and be parents. We lack good parenting lately in our society.
Well, just the whole family culture's falling apart. How many kids don't have dads now? You know, it's sad. A lot of problems. A lot of problems in America.
What is it? 60%?
Is it that high?
60% are single parent homes nowadays.
Dang.
I believe 60% on average. Now you can break it down by race, and there are other races that are way worse than that. Is what it is. It's data. Don't care how you spin it. It's data. But I mean, that's the problem. That's because as a community, we're not standing up for each other. So I think that's what we need to do. You know, we need to get real examples of these items, and we need to show up at the board meetings, and we need to call them out, and we need to just say, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. Take a good hard look at what we're doing here, because this and this and this, these are unacceptable things in our education system that won't be tolerated.
You know what thought was going through my head is if you don't stand, who will? Just like kind of going, bringing back to what you were talking about in the forefront of this session. But 9 times out of 10, parents will come up to you after the meeting and say, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
So did Dave just reference a country song? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Toby Keith.
I saw did.
Country put a boot music. In your ass. It's the American way.
All right. I did.
Uncle Sam, put your name on the top of his list.
Okay, I've got a secret.
Silence for Toby.
That's right. R.I.P. Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So good, Dave, bringing country in. Who's
closet, closet country guy.
I knew.
They, them in the closet, yeah. Am, hanging out.
I'm coming out. I'm coming out with a twang.
Yeah, no, it's all good, man. It's all good. There's a lot of work to be done there. And it's just as simple as, I think, organizing and showing up in force, you know?
So I think just the freedom of speech is so, so critical, right? We have to protect that. That has to be protected at all cost.
It should
you
be
look
number,
in society, you look into history, one. And mm-hmm. where did civilizations fall apart? That was kind of the start of it, right?
Oh yeah.
You start suppressing, censoring certain individuals. Next thing you know, you got a dictator.
Every
and
time
you got problems. Yeah, every time.
Every time. Single time.
Number
every
one.
Single time, yes, sir.
It's got to be protected
because of the First Amendment. We need the Second Amendment,
exactly,
to protect
keep the First Amendment.
That's just for the exclamation point. Ding. Sorry.
Enough said. Oh man, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, guys, on that note, man, good discussion. Freedom of speech is everything. That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here talking into mics and blasting it out all over the world. And appreciate you listening in. Of course, you can email us, AmericanDudocracy@gmail.com. I think, man, still on the fence about the social media thing. I think we're going to have to do it. I think we need to be the light.
Why not?
I think we need to be the light, fellas. So I think we need to create a couple pages. We're going to start blasting our content out and start bringing people to the Christian-based Faith, Fuel, and Freedom podcast here of American Dudocracy.
Just truth, right?
Truth.
It's truth.
Somebody needs to be talking about it.
That's right.
I agree. So
like share, subscribe, and yeah, give us a look up.
And send us free cigars. Okay. That's my point. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that too. I like that too. All right, fellas.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep. Peace out. See ya.